This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, November 11th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Barack Obama has been thus far a pragmatic politician, but that pragmatism has cut both ways on civil liberties. Obama was, for example, against warrantless wiretapping before he voted for it, but he does support shutting down Guantanamo Bay. But will that pragmatism yield dividends for opponents of the drug war? Drug policy reformers scored victories on Election Day. Will Obama's pragmatism mean a stepping down of the federal drug fight when it conflicts with state law? Tim Lynch, director of the Cato Institute's Project on Criminal Justice, comments on the opportunities and risks to civil liberties from the incoming Obama administration.
Well, there's a broad range of issues, obviously, for Obama coming in and his team. They have a range of civil liberties issues that they're going to have to deal with. Are they going to close Guantanamo? Are they going to start treating the prisoners differently? Obama has said something like he's going to shut down the military trials that are going on at Guantanamo right now. He has said that they should either be tried in civilian court or before courts martial. So these are some of the changes that he'll be making or confronting when he actually assumes office.
And the drug war?
The drug war, well, one of the first issues we're looking for an Obama administration to do is, at a minimum, refrain from these marijuana raids that have been going on in California and some of these other states that have changed their laws with respect to medical marijuana. I'm beginning to think that we'll have to see what Obama does on this. He has said some things during the campaign that he would stop that, but it remains to be seen.
And his reasoning for stopping it was, if I understand correctly, this is not a wise use of federal law enforcement resources. It had nothing to do with the constitutional ability of states to make their own laws.
That's right. Well, you know, one thing we know about Obama is he taught at the University of Chicago Law School. Some people are saying that because of his legal background, his constitutional background, he's going to be more sensitive to constitutional issues. I'm beginning to get very pessimistic about that. We have to remember that President Clinton was a former constitutional law professor at the University of Arkansas, and his constitutional record was atrocious. I'm beginning to think we're going to be seeing a similar type of pattern of behavior from the Obama administration. What we need to do is pay a little bit less attention to the things that he has said on the campaign trail. I mean, they're either helpful, good, or bad. But what you have to do is look at what these politicians actually do. That's what I always go back to, is whatever they've said in their speeches. Go look at what they've actually done. Obama has made two personnel decisions since, in the later stages of his campaign and since the election. His first major decision was to select his running mate. He chose Joe Biden. That's a very bad indication about where the administration is going, because he's just a big government Democrat, not sensitive to civil liberties at all. Since the election, he has appointed Rahm Emanuel to be his chief of staff. This is what we know about Rahm Emanuel. He worked in the Clinton White House, and he was like a domestic political advisor in those days, and he deliberately chose policies that would provoke the American Civil Liberties Union into attacking the Clinton administration. He deliberately did things to make them angry, like drug testing programs, this sort of thing, because his whole modus operandi was to position the Clinton administration politically as to be, he wanted to tell the media and voters that they're moderate Democrats. And the way that they would do that was to point to criticisms by the American Civil Liberties Union to say, see, they're attacking us, so we're moderates, and we're not soft on crime, we're not soft on terrorism. So they would, you know, pursue harsh anti-terrorism legislation after the Oklahoma City bombing. When it came time to appoint a drug czar, remember what the Clinton people did. They chose General Barry McCaffrey to be their drug czar. There wasn't any letting up on the drug war. They tried to escalate it and to insulate themselves from attacks from the Republicans for being soft on crime, soft on drugs. They went out and got a real general to wage the drug war. So this is what we know about Rahm Emanuel. And now Obama has selected him to be his chief of staff. So I think all of these predictions by some people that Obama and the Democrats are coming in. The one thing that we can get from this administration is better policies with respect to civil liberties. Strike one with Joe Biden, strike two with Rahm Emanuel. And if he appoints as his, well, next thing to come along will be who he selects to be his attorney general. Some of the names on the short list are Eric Holder and Jamie Gorelick. These are kind of like the top number two, number three officials from the Clinton Justice Department. If those are the names that come up for his appointment, then it's strike three. What we're seeing really is the return of Clinton administration officials.
On Guantanamo Bay, the decision to shut down or end trials, that's a lot more difficult decision than simply deciding to shut it down overnight, isn't it?
Well, there's two things going on. There's, first of all, whether or not the prison facility will remain in existence. I think Obama will shut down Guantanamo. I really think he will, because even President Bush has said he wanted to shut it down. So this is something that it's a more of a symbolic gesture that Obama can easily make. And the question really is, I think, whether he'll do it in his inauguration address, or maybe he'll wait 2 weeks because President Bush is sitting right there. Maybe he won't go so far as to say, you know, I'm going to reverse X, Y, and Z policies with President Bush, you know, sitting off to his right. He may stay at a general rhetorical level during that speech, but then within a week or two, I think he'll announce by executive order he's shutting down Guantanamo. That's kind of an easy symbolic gesture. It really should be done. But then some of the hard questions come up afterwards is, okay, what are we going to do with the people who are there? What are we going to do with the prisoners who are taken, you know, in the ensuing weeks? Or is he just going to maintain prison facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan, in which case all the controversies that are right now at Guantanamo are going to move over there? So those are the harder questions. Is going to be, after Guantanamo is closed, what is he going to do with the prisoners at other facilities around the world?
Given what I think a lot of people believe is Barack Obama's pragmatism, marijuana reform efforts had a pretty good day last week in terms of reducing criminal penalties for possession. And it seems like, as a pragmatic politician, he may be sensing the winds there.
One can always hope. We'll have to see, again, what his actions are. Some people are optimistic. They think that he will respect these state initiatives, perhaps not out of principle because he thinks the drug war is wrong, or out of a respect for the constitutional principle of federalism, but maybe because out of some pragmatic, where are we going to deploy federal resources? Maybe it shouldn't be a good idea to go back into California and start raiding these medical marijuana clinics. It remains to be seen. I'm going to wait till he actually gives that order. I'm not optimistic, as I said, because of his personnel decisions with respect to Joe Biden, with Rahm Emanuel. These are the people who I think will be around the table telling him, you know, don't do that. That might be your gaze in the military. Why do you want to, you know, open up your administration by doing something like that? You know, sending a signal that you're going to be soft on drugs. So I think these people are going to be advising him strongly not to do that. Maybe we'll have to see what Obama does, but I will wait until he actually gives the order before predicting that that policy is coming, you know, is right around the corner.
Tim Lynch is director of the Cato Institute's Project on Criminal Justice. You can read more of Cato's work on the drug war and civil liberties at cato.org.